Hey, I'm Jeffrey Reed, one of the directors of the Lifeway Kids team here in Nashville, Tennessee. Welcome to our Lifeway Kids podcast. We love being able to talk to experts in the area of kids ministry, both those on our team and those around the country. In 2014, we had some amazing guests at our kids ministry conference, and we wanted to share their wisdom with you in the hopes that it might help you better reach kids and families for Christ. So here's an excerpt from one of our video casts done on the floor of the conference center in 2014.
Hi, I'm Jeffrey Reed, Director of Lifeway Kids. We're at the Kids Ministry Conference here in Nashville. I'm with a good friend, Mike Schroyer. And Mike's served in ministry a long time in kids ministry. He and I actually served together at a church in North Atlanta. You do some writing for us. I think you write some of our devotionals for Lifeway Kids.
Anytime you guys send me that email, I usually say yes, and I'm honored to do so.
Yeah, you do a great job. Your wife is also involved. She works with some of the VBS music you guys have done. Been in ministry a long time. And so I wanted to talk to you today about something that I consider a sweet spot for you in ministry. You have a family. Tell me a little bit about your family first.
I have the most amazing family, and I hope that every husband and father says that. My wife and I, Amy, have been married for almost 18 years. We've got an 11-year-old son, a 7-year-old daughter, and we wouldn't be doing what we're doing if it weren't for all of us, including our kids. So my family's my life, and my ministry comes out of that.
So you've served as a kids pastor, and you're a dad, and so you have a couple of different angles for this. And I'd like to ask you why you think churches struggle so much with family ministry.
This is a great question that I think has 100 different answers. But in the different churches I've been, because there's been a couple churches where I've helped them out in a family ministry role, and it was kind of frustrating for me. And I think the main reason wasn't because of heart or intent. I think churches want to reach families. But as churches have grown and as different church models have exploded and been kind of the norm, the system is set up so that everybody is segregated. And so when a system is set up to where it is about nursery and then preschool and children and then youth, and even in youth there might be middle school and high school, and then you've got your young adults and you've got your couples, and everything is about being really relevant to whatever age group or whatever season of life. And so when you have a system that puts so much time and effort and money and energy and heart into those individual ministries, then it could be hard to come in after the fact or come in to say, okay, how do we now make a unified approach? Because you got all these different people who own their areas. And so we see the need in the church, but sometimes we don't quite sure, we're not quite sure how to address it, if that makes sense.
Do you think culture sets us up for that? So you're talking about segregation of ages, and do you think the culture kind of goes?
And you want me to answer this honestly? Yes. As a new parent, I remember this, and we still struggle with this with our kids. We homeschool and we do some things that are considered kind of unconventional. But from birth, we're taught as parents that we take care of our kids. You know, yes, there's stuff we teach our kids, and we take care of those kind of needs, but then we give them to the experts to learn things, teachers and coaches and all that. And it works great. It can work great. But over time, if we're giving our kids where the most important ways they grow, when it comes to their knowledge, when it comes to skills, and then especially in church world, when it comes to relational and spiritual growth, and we're giving them off to experts, we as parents can get into that that kind of
somebody else is taking
mindset
care of
exactly, and where we're going around about our business. And also nowadays, it's tough for a lot of families.
I agree. I see that. My kids take piano lessons. They go to football camp. I don't have time to do that. I'm not skilled to do that. But I know as a dad, it's my role to bring them up in Christ. What can the church do to equip parents to be on that spiritual journey with their kids?
Before figuring out what to do, a church needs to figure out why they want to do it. Because if you don't have good reasons, or if your reasons, it's what we've been talking about here at the conference, if they're not part of your value. In one church I was talking to, when it comes to the family ministry, they were wanting to hire me on, and the senior pastor said, this is the missing fabric of our DNA. And I get there, and it ended up going to where they didn't know how it was going to fit into their structure, where I actually had a conversation, not with the senior pastor, but with somebody else, where when we started talking about what it would mean to get families together and to do something more family-oriented, the question was posed to me, well, how is that going to affect the church? And my question back to him was, which one? Because what he was talking about is, okay, how are we going to fit this into our church schedule? And my thought was, what we've been talking about, but there's families out there that need to know how to worship together, how to grow together, how to stay together. There's parents that need to know how to be spiritual leaders in their home, where it's not just sending them off to a class for 8 weeks, or there's sometimes where, again, life isn't lived in boxes, life is all together. And so for me, it's the how can a family really grow relationally and spiritually together if they're never together? And so you have to have the good reason why, because if you don't have a good reason why, then all the challenges and all the obstacles and all the reasons why we can't or maybe we shouldn't will start to become more important than the reasons why we should. And the reasons why we should is because despite our best efforts as church, with all the time and energy and creativity we put into creating and providing environments for these families to grow in their relationship with God and each other, there are times where there's still families that are falling apart. There's still marriages that are falling apart. There are still kids that want to walk away from God, and the only reason they're not is because their parents drive them to church every single week. So the real reasons that are happening in the home, we have to make sure that we're aware of them, we know that they exist, and that we have, as the Church of Jesus Christ, the one and only Church of Jesus Christ, that we have that commitment to do something about it. And so to me, that's kind of if you have that kind of resolve and we need to do something that helps families worship together, grow together, and stay together, then what to do will come out of that, and how to fit it into your church schedule, how to, you know, maybe what that looks like from a staffing level or even just when it comes to working together as a team.
So are you proposing to blow up maybe the conventional model of worship on Sunday morning?
No.
And the fact that I said Sunday morning implies something as well.
Right, exactly. I don't think anything needs to be blown up, but if what we're doing isn't really working, if it's not hitting the mark, then all options need to be on the table. And so that's something that we've done. And there are churches, I believe, that can make it happen. For some, one of the thoughts that I've had is a lot of churches are wanting to plant other churches. What if a church decides, you know what, we're going to do something a little bit different? And instead of just reproducing a model, and a model that has been known to, after 5 to 10 years, have its struggles, what if they decide to do something different instead? What if instead of having all these multiple ministry teams, what if they create one ministry team that's all about pulling off the one experience for the entire family every single time they get together? So already you've created the competing systems that we sometimes have, because we've got awesome people working in ministry, but we want space, we want the time, you know, we want volunteers, we want money, all of that. And it can become kind of a competing system. Again, it's nobody's fault. Everybody's trying to do their best. But what if we did have some churches willing to say, you know what, we're going to do something where it's not a home church, but it's a church that's all about the home, where for the most part, and we're going to take the current church model and we're going to flip it upside down. So instead of segregating everybody in the hopes that when they're at home it all works out, what if we start out with everybody together, and then the individual needs that are coming from what's needed to keep that home strong, then those are the other events and other things that we do. But just kind of flipping it upside down, where we start out giving shared experiences from which families can worship, grow, and stay together.
Some great thinking, man. Thanks, Mike. Boom. I was really going for this one.
All right,
but
sorry.
Let's just do this one, too.
Okay.
Boom, we cover all our bases.
Well, but you line up the elbows.
I know, I've heard that, too.
Yeah, see that anyway.
Mike Schroyer, and some great ideas for you possibly to implement, or at least to challenge the way you think about the importance of bringing some cohesion to your families as they grow together in their faith and as they worship together in our churches.
Thanks so much for listening. This is Jeffrey Reed with the Lifeway Kids team here in Nashville, hoping that God will use you in ways bigger than you can imagine to reach more kids and families than you ever thought possible with the hope of Jesus Christ. Take care.